victory series. So last week we did spiritual sins, generational curses, relational issues, spiritual errors, and this week we are doing sexual sins. Dun, dun, dun. Bing. Okay, so I just like, before we start off, I just like all of you to just go like brrr, 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 like brrr. So that's you loosening up, because this is a safe place. This is a safe place. If you feel me, like if I'm speaking something that speaks to you, it's okay for you to go like, mm, that's me, that's me. Like, don't be ashamed of your sins. This is a safe, safe, safe zone. Okay, so we live in a sexual minefield. So we all know that sex is everywhere. We know that, right? We see that everywhere we go. Even now, sex is selling watches for no reason. We don't even know. Ha, you see. So some of the things that we can do that are sexual sins involve, bah, sexting. Of course, it's a sexual sin. It says sexting right there. It's the sexting. So sexting is sending like any sexual message, any sexual images, any sexual emojis. We know y'all smart these days. You got them emojis. We see you. We see you. And then we got sharing explicit images. So like, just because you covered it with your hand doesn't mean you didn't share it. You shared it. They know you got it now. They know. And then we have fantasizing. Yo, I feel like this is one of the most difficult of all to, like, avoid, because your brain is just your brain. Like, you know, we all know that, Lord. Watching pornography, that's also just obvious. Pornography, like, it's a sexual sin, y'all. It is a sin, just so you know. And then we have masturbation. That is touching yourself in any secret area. Yeah, any secret area, any area that you wouldn't like just show to anybody like in public. If you touch it, that's masturbating. And then we have peeping. Now I know most of the girls are just like, yeah, that's the boys. It's you too, like we all do it. Like, you know, some of us have, like, swim teams at our school, and the guys, you know, when they're ready, they're getting ready for swimming, and you're just there like, no. We know, we see you, ladies, we see you. And flirting. I bet you guys are like, what? Like, how's flirting a sin? It's a sin, because it's sexual. It's immoral. That's just basically it. It's a sin. It's a sin. Okay, so basically what flirting is like courting. So, you know, you go up to a person and you have to make some comment about them. That, yeah, but like, you can't be like, yeah, you have a beautiful smile. I just flirted with that girl. No. 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 Like, it has to, when you go in depth with someone in like that way, that is flirting. And sometimes, you know, it can come from like looks, you know, a little hair flick, that little action, yes. That too. Then we have our most prominent in our generation, lesbian relationships. Lord. Yes, that is a sin. It's immoral. It's immoral. It's just, you can, as you can see, it's very abnormal. It's a sin. It's not how we were created. Then we have homosexual relationships, which is also just, it's very abnormal, né, guys? It's abnormal. Like, we don't, because we are Christians, we don't judge others, but we do know that this is a sin. That's about it. And then, sex before marriage. We all know that one, né? Like, your parents always tell you, yeah, if you have sex before marriage, you're going to hell. It's the one. It's the one. Like, our parents always trying to scare us away from this one. But, so we obviously know that it's there. There. Abortion. I'm pretty sure some of you are like, what? How? It's a sin. You know, abortion makes you a murderer, basically. That's how it becomes a sin. And the fact that you have a reason to abort means that you've had sex. There is no other Mary besides the Mary in the Bible. So that's why that's a sin. And then we are going to, well, I'm going to hand over to CJ, who's going to explain to us why we are vulnerable to attack. Like, why us?
Why are we vulnerable to attack? Because, one, we need love. So you know that God created us, therefore we have emotions, because God has emotions. So when you have emotions, you feel the need to be loved. And when you feel the need to be loved, you do some things that are not right. And we have strong passion. Just like I said before, God has a strong passion for us. He loves us, therefore we have a strong passion. We face peer pressure because, you know, we want to fit in with our friends. And yeah, that's when it gets tricky. So you do things that you're not supposed to because you want to look cool. We feel lonely. It's part of human nature. We're media influenced, like sex is everywhere. We are surrounded by billboards, social media, magazines, TV. It's everywhere. So you, like, yeah, it's everywhere. We have evil desires. That's just how we are, because we're imperfect. But we don't have to be slaves to lust, no. Because we can do things, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, yes. And there are two keys to victory. One, make boundaries. And how you can do this is by avoiding immoral situations. You spent enough time in the past doing what unbelievers like to do. You were promiscuous, you had sinful desires, you got drunk, you went to wild parties. So like that's how you can avoid those immoral situations where you'd probably get tempted to do all these things. You need to have godly relationships. So you need to treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters with absolute purity. And how you can do this is to make a covenant with your eyes. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. So obviously, you can't see a guy and be like, eesh, that guy's fine, or that girl's like really fine. You have to look at them as a brother or a sister, and that's where it ends. You have to walk in accountability. So you confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And yeah, you need to renew your mind. That's step two. So first you have to accept God's standards. So all you want to do has to like kind of be shifted, and you need to think about what God wants from you. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality of any kind, or any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. You need to guard your heart. Guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. So yeah, believe victory is possible. So you need to know that you can do anything through Christ. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. So to do this, you need to fill your mind with God's word. How can a young person keep their way pure? By living according to your word. I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. So there'll be a sexual sins handout,
Okay, before we go into our handouts, I just like, as I was like reading through these slides during the week, I felt like this on my heart, which I didn't see there, but I felt like one of the reasons why we are also vulnerable to sexual sins is because we are tempters, because we are tempted. Do you understand? So because you have your sexual desires, you want to go and influence others to be sexual with you. Like, for instance, when you go online at, you know, that time of the night and everything's all quiet and, you know, you're feeling kind of lonely, and then you see that CJ is online, and bro, what you doing? You're sliding into CJ's DMs, and you can see, you know, CJ's a church girl. She's not like that. She won't do something like that. But because you have been tempted, you want to go and tempt CJ. So you go and you use your smooth moves, your Google lyrics, you know, and you get CJ to do things that CJ wouldn't normally do under a certain circumstance, and therefore you have tempted CJ, and she will now go and tempt somebody else when you are no longer around. So avoid being a tempter, eh? Avoid it. So you see the little boxes there, you have your now, you have your past, you have your never, something like that. So you just take, if it's you, if whatever the situation is, it's you right now, you take now. Don't take past if you are going to go today and do the same thing. It's not a past, ne? So yeah, just take now. And it's okay, like nobody, this is your paper. You're not gonna hand it back to me and I'm gonna be like, yeah. This girl or this guy, no. This is your own private thing. So you just take and take. If you want to, if you feel like your friend is a little peeping Tom, then, you know, just cover. I hope we're all done ticking the boxes. Please make sure you haven't skipped the box. It's compulsory, ne? It's for marks. I'm joking. So we are going to look at the solution to all these problems we are facing in life, which is prayer. So the first step is you have to recognize, identify the issue. So don't deny yourself, like it's you and yourself. You can't be like, I don't do that, knowing very well that you do that. It's just you and yourself. Like, recognize your issue, tell yourself, man, you got a problem, and then you can move on from there. And then repent, so you turn your back on it. So I've been asked like a few times when I tell my friends, they're like, oh dude, I did something. I'm like, repent, Joe. They're like, why must I repent? Why can't God just forgive me? I need to, he created me. Ha. But you know, they say like God is like our father in heaven, right? He is, well, he's our father. So you know how when you do something, like you break your mom's favorite something, she's not gonna forgive you if you haven't apologized, didn't I? Like, she won't just let it slide. You might even apologize and then get a beating and then she let it slide, you know? She might beat you and then be like, are you hungry, my baby? No, like, you see? So you need to repent to God because he is your father and he deserves to be asked for forgiveness. And then renounce. So when you renounce, wait, let me backtrack. Repenting. So when you repent, you turn your back on it. Let's just make this a point. When you turn your back on something, you turn your back on it. Like, if you're looking back, you're peeping, you're like, something is wrong. You must go back to step one. Repentance, you turn your back and you turn away from your sin and you turn to God. That's the only place you're turning. Don't turn from that sexual sin and turn to booze. Aye. No. It's not, you back to step one. And then renounce it. So you renouncing means like basically you're breaking it. You're saying there is no more. So if you were, you are now no more. And you tell yourself that on a daily basis, even if you have to look yourself in the mirror and be like, yeah, today I am not, I am, yeah. See, you have to do that on a daily basis if it's going to help you. This is for you. It's not for me. I'm not living your life. I'm not walking in your shoes. I'm walking in my LVs alone. I don't look. Why are you looking? Okay, rebuke. So that's like basically for those times when, you know, you've renounced, you've repented, and it feels like, you know, you're still in that situation. You rebuke. Tell the evil one, leave me alone. Get out of my house. Get out of here, man. So you tell. And then you receive. So after you rebuke, you can't rebuke and then wait at the gate and wait for him to come back and be like, yeah, I want to do that again. Like, no. You have to receive and believe that that is gone. It's in the past. It's a folder that will never be opened again. It's buried 28 feet under, not 6, ne? 28. So, yeah, so that's just the way that we are going to pray in order to, yeah. Okay, so I just want you guys to stand. Stand, brethren, brothers and sisters. So I'm going to pray with you guys. Well, first, we're going to think about this as I pray, is that in order for you to be able to receive freedom in an area of sexual sins, we are going to go through the process of deliverance. So the first step to victory is to recognize any issue. So I want you, wherever you're standing, in your hearts, in your mind, please don't shout it out loud. No, we don't want to hear that. Just say it to yourself, recognize your issue, tell yourself or tell God that you are or you have been, and just, you know, yeah, speak it. And then we have your repent. So I don't know if you're going to do that right now or if you're going to do it at home, but, you know, this is the time of you to be in your spirit, in your mind, okay? And then you know the other sins, the renouncing. So I'm just going to pray, and whatever I say, I want you guys to repeat after me, but I don't want you guys to repeat after me and not actually believe it. Like, it's not, you know, like homework or like a pledge at school. It's not like, I promise to, no. I want you to believe. If you don't, please don't say it. Like, it's okay to be quiet and just not say it, but if you want to say it, you have to believe it. Okay. Jesus, as I stand before you today, I recognize that I have a problem. I ask you to come into my life in the area of the issue and completely banish it. I pray that you may give me the strength and courage to fight temptation. I pray that you may open my eyes in your light to see others as my brothers and sisters. I believe that once I turn away, I shall never turn back. For you are going to drive me and guide me along this journey. Because your word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Therefore, this is nothing compared to your power. In your mighty name I pray. Amen. So now you're just going to take that thing. It's not even a paper, it's a thing. And you're going to tear it up like, rip it. Please don't tear it like a ballerina. It's your sins, bruh. Tear it. Tear it up. And then after you tear it, you can just come forward and plop it in that helmet. We're going to make that helmet explode. No, we're just going to burn them, and they're going to be gone. Okay, everybody, settle down. The show's not over. We still have Beyonce! No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm handing over to Masi. Thank you guys for your time.
Okay. That was amazing. It was so good. Thank you, Futi and CJ, you guys. Yo, you guys knocked it out the park. So we as a ministry, we have a purpose. You know, us as Encounter Youth, we have a mission statement. And ours is we exist to honor God and make disciples. So you as the teens also exist to honor God and make disciples. Why? Because you're part of this youth. You're part of this movement. So together, I want us all to say, we exist to honor God and make disciples. Let's say it. We exist to honor God and make disciples. Again, we exist to honor God and make disciples. One more time. We exist to honor God and make disciples. I think we should like make a song out of it, you know. So come on, somebody give a beat, something. Nobody can. Chris, is that your beat? That's fine. But, like, I feel like this is something. But it's like not even together, guys. Where's this? Come on, let's go. Come on, hey, everybody clap your hands now. Let's go. Yes. Yeah. We exist to honor God and make disciples. 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 Come on. We exist to honor God and make disciples. We exist to honor God and make disciples. Yeah. Now, you guys will not forget, it will be on your heart that we as a ministry, we as the youth, our purpose is to, we exist to honor God and make disciples. So I'm going to pray in closing for the week. So yeah, let's close our eyes. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day, Lord, Father God, that we exist to honor God and make disciples. And now that we are free from sexual sins, Lord, Father God, we can live our life in honor you in our purest form, Lord, Father God. I pray that we can honor you in our actions, in our words, in our relationships, Lord, in school, Lord, and we can make disciples. We can spread your love, Lord, and just honor you, because the more people see us loving on others, the more they see you, Lord, because we are the salt and the light of the earth, Lord. And we thank you that we're going to have a great week. This week is going to be blessed. It's spring. It's a new season. And we also are new creations because we are free. We have rebuked the enemy. We have turned our back from our sins. And we have received the blessing and grace that is you in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So next week, we're going to be dealing with addictions. You guys must come. It's going to be deep. And just be ready to be free. Be ready to, because you know, it's a process. We are living in victory here. Have a blessed week.